Thank you. Hello, my name is Ann. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
A testing site for a test? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And not the vaccination. You're calling for a test. Okay, let me get your...
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. I apologize. I was calling to get a shot.
Okay.
Not a test, a shot. I'm sorry.
What county are you calling from?
Shelby.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Shelby County.
I'm sorry. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do, ma'am.
I think we all are a little bit. Look, I think we all are.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm too old to go through this.
Well, look, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to make it. You know that? Okay.
I don't know, honey. I'm trying to figure out how to get my taxes done. They know I'm doing it United Way of Central Alabama, and I've called 17 different numbers, and nobody knows what's going on.
Well, you know, you really have to laugh about this. You know that everything.
Well, that's it. I'm trying to keep what sanity I've got left, which is not much. and you know, and I'm like, okay, only me.
I tell you, you know,
and then I look around, I'm like, no, it ain't only me. I'm not alone in this boat.
You're probably better off than lots of people. But, you know, something what keeps my sanity is praying and laughing about it because I do what I'm supposed to do.
I've got calluses on both knees, honey. Both of my sons and their wives all caught COVID.
Oh, Lord.
2 days before Thanksgiving on the same day.
They all finished.
I was tested positive for COVID a week before my back spine operation December, and I'm like, okay, what else can go wrong?
Well, you are a testimony, so you need to really be happy and rejoice. You know, that's a blessing right there. Okay, the Shelby County Health Department, let me get your information, okay? Okay, what's your first name, sir?
Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Okay, and your last name, Kenneth?
Rich. R-I-C-H, as if
okay.
I had money.
But you better claim it. You do. You're rich. Look at you. You're rich in good health now. You know, you're rich in peace and joy and happiness. Look at that. You need to claim that every day. That's
I am rich in so many ways, honey. You wouldn't believe. I've been blessed.
I know.
God bless.
Same here. Say that's what I claim anyway. I'm a tithe and a giver, and I walk in love, give, and forgive. So I'm one of the richest persons on this earth with peace and joy and happiness, something that you can't purchase financially. Okay.
You know, that's a good thing because I'm broke.
Don't claim that. You're not broke. Your father owns everything. And you know what he says? He has the cattle on 1,000 hills and the hills and everything else and the cattle. So you better claim Abraham's blessing. I'm blessed with faith for Abraham, you know, in the Bible. So I'm the most blessed person. When I walk in a place, it's showtime. I'm the richest famous in Christ. That's what I claim. Okay. Okay. Look,
you know, at the same time you're claiming all that, you talk like my granddaughter faster than I can listen.
That is so true. I do. What is your phone number, sir, that they could call you at the health department? What number would they call?
205.
Okay.
542-0715.
Okay. 15. Okay. Okay. And do you have a personal email address?
I just got another thing. My son bought me one of these laptops. I don't know about it. But anyway, it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Ken,
okay.
Right together. Lynn, L-Y-N-N,
and
Ken,
K-E-N.
K-E-N,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got that.
123.
Okay.
Outlook.com.
Okay.
Now, I have no clue what that means.
That's the domain, outlook.com. You good. That's your email address, okay. I got
Lynn, Ken123@outlook.com.
Okay, and you're
That's what they tell me. I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're in Shelby County. Well, you have a good sense of humor, I tell you that. And your age, Mr. Rich?
I am 77.
Oh, 77. Okay. Okay, well, we have your information, and let me go back over the phone number to make sure, because they'll call from your health department, okay, once an appointment becomes available. It's 205-542-0715. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, do I need to get one for someone else, your wife or something?
Do what now, honey?
Do I need to get? Do I need to get one for someone else? You, or is it?
No. I'm the only one left in this household except my dogs and cats.
Okay.
I put one of them on the phone if you want me to. They got better sense than I do.
Don't claim that. Okay. Thank you for providing your.
May I ask you one other question, sweetheart?
Yes,
since you've been so nice and polite.
Yes, sir.
Since this United Way is not doing taxes this year, would you suggest I just go to a regular tax place and get my taxes done? Since apparently I'm not going to be able to get them done for free this year. That second stimulus check was sent to an account that was closed. Now they say, from what I can understand, they're going to give you a rebate on your taxes or something or other.
Right. I did read something like that. I heard something. Yes, sir. Yes, but you know something. Check with your Chamber of Commerce. You have a Chamber of Commerce in Shelby County. Check and see if they have.
Honey, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, but no. Check with your Chamber and to see if they do it free for senior citizens, okay? Or is there a service that give you a prorated, amount? Because some of the ones that do it naturally, for profit, they're going to be probably $300 or $400. I don't know if that matters, like that.
Yeah, $300 or $400, that'd be way more than I would even possibly get back.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Check in your, call your Chamber of Commerce, okay? If not, whoever your city authority people, you got me in your city, in your county, and find out if it's a free place where people that make, maybe on a fixed income or, Social Security can get theirs done free. Because I know in Montgomery, is places that they, I've seen on television that people that made under a certain amount that's on a fixed income or something, they could get theirs free, like if it's made under $50,000 or whatever. I don't, some kinds of whatever or fixed. So they get theirs done,
Well below that.
Yeah. But
and you're in Montgomery?
Yes.
I am so sorry.
Well, that's okay.
And now with all them legislators, oh Lord, bless your heart.
That's a good thing. It's not bad. It's a good thing. I work with them.
I was in law enforcement for 41 years, and I had to deal with those clowns periodically down there.
But it's a lot of good ones down here. I tell you that. I've been working with them.
There are.
But
we've lost a lot of good ones too over the years.
No, that's true. You're right about that. But yeah, but check with your county, county. A chamber
of commerce.
Yes, and see if there's any place that does them, at a prorated cost or free for senior citizens. Okay.
I'll do that, hon. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you for providing your information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available in Shelby County. Okay. Again, thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day, sir. Thank you, Mr. Rich.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Thank you
bye-bye.
So much.
Thank you. Bye bye.